From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A sad day in Brooklyn. As thousands of mourners pay their last respects to slain NYPD officer Wen Jianlu. He and his partner, Officer Rafael Ramos, were killed before Christmas as they sat in their patrol car in Brooklyn. At the service for Lou, New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton told mourners that Lou was preparing to be an accountant when the 9/11 attacks inspired him to be a policeman instead.
Some people witnessed that horrible day and were paralyzed. Detective Lou witnessed it and saw the possibility of service, the possibility of being part of something that would help others.
Tensions between police and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio were on display again today as several officers turned their backs to an outdoor screen broadcasting the mayor's remarks at the service for Lou. Federal Reserve Bank presidents are stressing the need for the Fed to exercise care and judgment in raising interest rates. Steve Beckner of Market News International has the latest from an annual gathering of economists in Boston.
The Fed has signaled it will start raising interest rates from near zero sometime this year, but when and by how much remains in doubt. Some Republicans in Congress want to yoke the central bank to a monetary policy rule to guide its rate hikes. But Minneapolis Fed President Narayana Kocher-Lakota says the Fed needs to use discretion based on its own economic analysis in deciding how tight or loose credit should be. San Francisco Fed President John Williams says inflation may need to run high temporarily to reduce broad unemployment more quickly. Boston Fed Chief Eric Rosengren says the Fed should be patient about raising rates. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The European Union is pledging stronger measures against human smuggling after two ships of migrants were abandoned off the coast of Italy. Terry Schultz has more on the latest dangers facing desperate migrants.
The European Union says it's working on a new action plan that will make fighting people smuggling a priority. Commissioner for Migration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, says the EU must take decisive and coordinated action against what he calls ruthless criminal organizations that have abandoned two ships at sea over the last week. Some 800 migrants, mostly from Syria, were rescued Wednesday from one of the so-called ghost ships, and some 360 were aboard the second ship, towed into an Italian port Saturday. Italy has long called for more help from the EU and other European governments in dealing with the influx on its shores that reached 160,000 people by the end of November. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Jury selection is scheduled to begin tomorrow in Boston in the federal trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev. This is NPR News in Washington. Pope Francis has selected 20 new cardinals, many of them from distant parts of the globe and places that have never had cardinals before. As NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports, their influence could be far-reaching.
Five new cardinals are over 80 and were chosen as a reward for long years of service but are not eligible to vote for the next pope. The 15 younger cardinals will choose Francis's successor, determining whether the Argentine pope's reforming legacy will be lasting. The new electors come from places like Tonga, Cape Verde, New Zealand, Myanmar, as well as Ethiopia, Thailand, and Vietnam. Only one is a Vatican bureaucrat. Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said none were chosen from North America because their number is substantial. He also said the Pope does not feel chained to the tradition that major cities should automatically have cardinals to lead them. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Federal investigators are seeking family permission to talk to the lone survivor of the crash of a small Piper plane in Kentucky, 7-year-old Sailor Gutzler. Members of her family, including her parents, perished in the accident. National Transportation Safety Board investigator Heidi Motes spoke to reporters in Eddyville, Kentucky.
Having someone that is a witness always helps us in the investigation. It gives us kind of a storyline.
The FAA says the plane reported engine trouble shortly before it went down. The child had walked through the woods after the crash to ask for help. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.